This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we all do it, why we lie, and why children as young as 2 years old start lying.
First, we're going to turn to Africa. President Bush is supposed to leave tomorrow for a six-day visit there, but he said today that he may delay the trip if Congress does not pass a bill governing surveillance of suspected terrorists.
When the president does make that trip, it'll be the second of his presidency. He'll stop in five countries, but not in the one that has dominated the region's headlines for the last 2 months. Kenya. It's been plagued by violence since a disputed presidential election there late last year.
NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton joins us from Nairobi, Kenya. Ophabia, welcome back. And there is an interesting time for the president to be visiting Africa, his second trip to the continent, but especially difficult moment in Kenya. And there is news from that nation today. What is the latest?
Indeed, the chief mediator, the former United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan, has been talking with the rival negotiating teams representing the government and the opposition behind closed doors and in seclusion at a wildlife resort for the past 48 hours. Those talks have now been adjourned till next week, and Kofi Annan says that he's going to meet us, the media, tomorrow, and that they have signed an agreement, and we will know more about it tomorrow. But there's been a news blackout for the past 2 days, and very little is being leaked.
President Bush said today he is sending Secretary of State Rice to Kenya. He's not going there himself, but he's sending her. What difference is that going to make?
Well, he's sending her with a very tough message to Kenya's leaders and to Kenya's people. And I quote, "There must be an immediate halt to violence. There must be justice for the victims of abuse, and there must be a full return to democracy." That's what President Bush said in his speech. So although he looks as if he's sidestepping the countries in Africa that are in conflict, and by that I mean Darfur just across the border in Sudan, not so very far away, the Democratic Republic of Congo, he is sending his Secretary of State. So he's saying, Kenya, be serious about restoring law and order and making sure that there is not impunity.
But as you say, he is not going to the most troubled and the biggest problem spots on the continent. How is that playing there?
Well, he's not even going to the continental big hitters. He's not going to Nigeria in the West. He's not going to South Africa in Southern Africa. He's not coming here to Kenya. But I think Kenyans are looking inwards. They want to resolve their problems. But they may now feel that at least they're getting a little bit of help from President Bush with the fact that he's sending his Secretary of State here. But Kenyans really want peace. They want to see their country as it was before the disputed elections of 27th December. In just, 6 weeks, they have seen more than 1,000 people killed in ethnic enmity and people using bows and arrows, machetes, clubs, driving others from rival ethnic groups out of their homes. We've got 600,000 people displaced, says the United Nations. Kenyans haven't seen this before. They are in collective shock, and they want their political leaders to reach agreement and to restore peace.
Where is the president going, and what do you think are his goals for the mission?
Let me go for his goals first. I think he has tried hard to fight HIV/AIDS in Africa, malaria, and to promote development. And he's going to five stable African countries, but they're not big ones. There's a pit stop in Benin in West Africa. He's going to my own country, Ghana. He's going to Tanzania, where the prime minister resigned under a cloud of corruption last week. He's going to Rwanda, which is making efforts, and he's going to Liberia, a country that has America very close to its heart, but which is emerging from war. So these countries, Benin, Tanzania, Rwanda, Ghana, Liberia, seem to be making efforts towards democracy. That's where the president has chosen to visit.
NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton with us from Nairobi. Ophabia, thanks again.
Always a pleasure.